Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're celebrating a 75th anniversary, and it's not Randy Thompson. She's got the rundown.
Although I'm feeling like I'm looking like it these days, but it's not yours either. It's actually Janet Geary from Nevada Magazine.
And on the Power Pundit panel today, Larry Mathias, Ernie Adler, and Bill Bilyeu. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're very pleased to welcome to the program Janet Geary. She is the publisher of Nevada Magazine, celebrating 75 years of being in business. That is amazing. Tell us a little bit, if you would, about the history of the magazine and what it really started out as, because it was connected to the interstate highway system.
It was. It started out in 1936. It was Nevada Highways and Parks, and it was started by a gentleman that actually worked for the highway department. They wanted to have something to send out to the residents of Nevada to tell them about the new roads and what they were constructing and why they were constructing new roads and to keep them informed of what was actually happening in the state to build the highway system.
And that way they would encourage tourism because people would now know that they could easily get to different places in the state that they couldn't have gotten to quite so easily before.
Exactly.
It's a wonderful magazine. I've been reading it since the late 70s, early 1980s. When
Thank
I first
you.
Came to Nevada. And for people who are not subscribers
Uh-oh.
To the magazine, they should check it out. Buy a copy and then subscribe because it's a wonderful magazine. Not only deals with tourism and history of the state in the major urban centers, but it also deals a lot in stories about rural Nevada, which is so important for people to understand that it's not just Reno and Las Vegas that are the major components of the state. What are the parts of the magazine that you enjoy the most?
Well, you know, we're part of the Nevada Commission on Tourism. We're their publication arm. And so it is our job to promote the rurals because, you know, Las Vegas obviously has their own magazines. Reno has a magazine. But we're really the state's magazine. And so we do a lot of traveling around the state to different towns and meet with the people and talk about their history with the state. I think my favorite part of the magazine is always the history. I grew up in Nevada. My parents moved to Vegas in the 50s. And so I remember a lot of these things going on, but even way before that, to find out how these towns were formed and why they were formed, and the people that lived here. Very colorful past for Nevada, and that's one of the draws to Nevada from other states, is our historical significance.
So you initially started out as informing residents of Nevada about the, mm-hmm. The rule of Nevada. How much has your mission changed now over the years, to the point where, are you still kind of an in-state magazine, or now are you reaching out beyond our borders to get people to come to Nevada?
Well, we're both. We actually have about 40% of our subscribers are in the state of Nevada, and what we're really trying to do with them is to encourage them to go throughout the state and see what we have in people in Vegas. I know I lived in Vegas for many years. I didn't know a lot about what was going on outside the town or the city of Las Vegas. So really what we're encouraging our residents to do is get out and travel the rural highways and the extraterrestrial highway and those kinds of things, and see what else is out there other than what's in Las Vegas. But then the other 60% of our subscribers are outside the state. So what we're trying to do is get people to come here, and not just come here to Vegas or to Reno, but actually to see what else is out there. There's a certain segment of the population that's not interested in going to Vegas, or they want to see the Wild West. They want to see the old mines and the wild horses, and that's really the kind of people that we draw to Nevada.
Well, and you're the only publication, with the exception of Guy Clifton's writings, that writes about places like Gabs and Rhyolite, and so it really is a wonderful resource for that. But also you cover in your calendars, which I find very valuable, so that people know what's going on in Northern Nevada, in Southern Nevada, and in rural Nevada as far as entertainment goes.
Right. The last 36 pages of our magazine is actually our events and shows. And we take, we get emails and notices from all over the state on what's going on, and we incorporate those in our events and shows publication. We print the last 36 pages as its separate publication as well, and that's distributed at the Las Vegas airport. We actually put 75,000 of those at the Las Vegas airport every edition, and then we distribute them throughout the state at welcome centers, AAA offices, the Reno Tahoe airport as well. So when people come into town, they can open that and take a look at who's playing where, and we do all kinds of other things in there as to what's going on in, farmers markets and things like that, things that you're not going to see when you pick up a publication in Las Vegas and see shares appearing here. We still have those, but we also have your kids can go here and enter a doggy parade. We have all those kinds of things because we do cater to all those kinds of people.
So how has business been the past few years with this obviously downturn in the economy? How are you funded? Do you get state dollars? Do you raise your own revenue? How does that kind of work?
We are not state funded. We do not take state funded dollars. We are actually funded by our subscription revenue and our advertising revenue. We produce the state travel guide as well, and so we are paid a small amount to do that by the Nevada Commission on Tourism. But everything that we bring in funds our magazine. So, we've been pretty steady. Some of our advertising dollars have dried up simply because of the tourism situation, but we've been able to offset that. We've cut our expenses, and we're doing very well.
All right, let's take a break. More with Janet Geary when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, this may be the most important phone call you'll ever make.
I owed $50,000 in taxes, but listen.
Your tax problem is settled. You only owe $8,400.
What a great message.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, then you owe it to yourself to call this number. Let our experts help guide you through the process of negotiating a tax settlement. Call this number or go to tax10,000.com.
Urgent means. If you have good credit now and a good credit history, you can qualify for a low fixed rate 30-year refinance loan from Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They turned my good credit into a great rate. Thank you, Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They came through, like they said, in less than 15 minutes.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Call us now for your low fixed rate loan.
1-800-805-1248. It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Janet Geary. She's the publisher of Nevada Magazine, which is a wonderful magazine, very glossy, beautiful photography, and it's celebrating its 75th anniversary with a special edition, but you can also get six brand new editions every year. Let's talk about the photography. It really is spectacular.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, when we had to cut our funding a lot, we used to get photos from a lot of different sources, but now I have to tell you, most of the photography in the magazine comes from my editor and my associate editor.
And he's having a blast doing this because he's traveling all around the state.
Yes.
Going to all the, you know, he loves to go hiking and climb mountains, mm-hmm. going to the backcountry. That's got to be a lot of fun. Do you see him on Monday mornings and go, okay, how are you doing? Where were you this weekend?
Well, Matt and Charlie are really, you know, we call it the Matt and Charlie show. And these two are a young athletic just charming gentlemen.
They have to be.
And they climb Boundary Peak, and they Charlie is a marathon runner, so he does all of this kind of walking through the desert, you know, riding his bike down the loneliest highway. He does all of that kind of thing, and so he really reports firsthand.
And I think that's great because, you know, for people who are into those kind of activities, getting that kind of firsthand writing from the editor is a great way to promote the wonderful things we have in the state. You know, Reno for several years was calling itself the outdoor adventure place. Mm-hmm. And I'm really sorry that they dropped that handle because there are so many people around the country and around the world that are into all the outdoor things that we have in Nevada. Mm-hmm. And, you know, across the state, we have these major sporting goods stores where you can buy the stuff and use it right here.
Exactly.
And Randy, your dad has been, you know, promoting golf, for example.
Golfing and skiing, yes. My dad, Snowshoe Thompson, and he actually portrays the original Snowshoe Thompson, but he's been promoting the sports and as really an economic base back as early in the mid 70s he started. So it's been
He was before his time.
He was. I always tell Dad, if you're that far ahead, you're the enemy sometimes. So they don't always get that. Yeah. How have you seen, speaking of sporting events, because Nevada has blossomed with the bike rides, the Lonely Highway, the 100 mile and death rides and stuff. Are you seeing sporting events as kind of becoming in its own little niche in our tourism world?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we do a lot of reporting on marathons and the bikes and the motorcycles. I mean, that's a huge part of Nevada. We have bike fests in Laughlin, and we have, of course, the Reno Street Vibrations. But those are things that we're really having to go to. You know, when people think of Nevada, they think of Las Vegas, they think of Reno. We want them to think of the wide open spaces, the places that they can drive in between and go to a ghost town. I mean, we've done a lot of stories on ghost towns, and in fact, the open air, the Goldwell Open Air Museum was on the front page of our magazine a couple issues back. We had a huge response from that. If you've ever been out there, if you've ever seen it, this guy actually did life-size sculptures. He has the Last Supper. He's got a guy on a bicycle. It's amazing. And you go out there, and it's 10 miles east of Beatty. Nothing out there. I mean, you drive up, and there it is. It's the most amazing thing you've ever seen. And you know, you can take day trips out there. We really encourage people to get out and, you know, pack a lunch and go to a ghost town and, you know, see what there is to see. And that's what Matt and Charlie do for us, is they actually go out and do these things. And they just got back last weekend from the Cowboy Poetry event. And they're, you know, they report on those kinds of things and all the quirky people and the things that are going on there. You can't do that from your desk.
You're not suggesting, because we have a lot of viewers and listeners in Elko, you're not suggesting people in Elko are quirky.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding.
like I was going to ask about Burning Man, which is quirky.
And Charlie goes to Burning Man. So actually, yeah, it's he actually does a lot of photography and things, and we put those on our website mostly. We have done quite a few stories on Burning Man, but I mean, he experiences that and goes there, and I think he actually likes it myself, but he does go for us and reports on those kinds of things. When you only have so few people, it's great when guys are willing to get out there and travel the state. We did a series, a tour around Nevada for the last 12 issues of the magazine. We had people vote on the town that they wanted to, so they voted on their towns. We went there, we did a story about them, we went and presented them with a plaque and a copy of the story and really promoted their area. And so we traveled all over. I was in Bird Eye, I was in Laughlin, Battle Mountain. We were all over the state to really promote the magazine and to promote the small towns.
Glad to hear Battle Mountain participated.
They did. They were one of our first.
They deserve some good press.
Yes.
Well, from a historic perspective, as I say, I've been reading the magazine for over 30 years and going back to publishers and editors like C.J. Hadley and Rich Moreno, who are wonderful writers, wonderful photographers, and it's just a fabulous magazine. And I just encourage people who have not read it yet to pick up a copy and then subscribe, because it's really terrific. And then you have this 75th anniversary magazine, which is just fabulous.
I mean, I'm halfway
through it, but it's absolutely gorgeous. And so I encourage people who love the state and want to know more about it, don't just be in your own town, go and explore. So thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that a lot.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. Yeah.
On the next Face to Face, a Florida judge says health insurance reform is unconstitutional. What does it mean to you and your family? And do you stand to lose the protections secured by Obamacare? Find out on the next Face to Face.
Finally, a place to stay, play, and party in historic Virginia City. Now's the time to make reservations this Valentine's weekend for the grand opening of the Silverland Theater and the sizzling Silverland Review. Come see the legendary ladies of the Wild West in song, dance, and comedy February 12th at the Silverland Inn and Suites. A room, dinner, and show special is only $89 double occupancy. So call 847-4484 for reservations. Yep, stay, play, and party at the Silverland Inn and Suites.
Are you under 30 and looking for a way to lower your insurance payments? Do you hate waiting for your birthday each year for your insurance premium to drop? At Auto Insurance America, if you're under 30, your monthly premium may drop every month as you get another month older. It's like having a birthday every month. If you're under 30, call a number below, click autoinsuranceamerica.com, or stop by a local office to see how much you can save every month.
Auto Insurance America. It's insurance for the rest of us.
Workers' compensation laws can be confusing. How do you know whether the insurance company is following the rules? I'm Herb Santos, Jr. If you have questions regarding your rights, call me for a free personal consultation. At my office, I help injured people. I work for you.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, the pundit panel is already fired up and rolling here. Bill Billy is here, the former Speaker of the Assembly. Larry Mathias is Executive Director of the Nevada State Medical Association. And former State Senator Ernie Adler is here. Welcome to all of you. Just a quick note I wanted to throw in for Nevada Magazine. You can go to their website, nevadamagazine.com, and subscribe there as well.
Very good. Finish that plug up. So we have 1 week left for Nevada sanity, and then all hell breaks loose next week when the legislature comes back.
That's
good. So how's it looking down there?
I went to some hearings yesterday on mental health and funding and so forth, and it seems to be shaping up as a battle between the counties and cities and the executive branch over who pays for services. There's a lot of shifting going from the state to the counties to pay for necessary mental health services, for instance. And so I think we're going to see some real fireworks.
And I've seen a lot of bill drafts, but I haven't seen a lot of bills. How is it looking for the number of bills that are actually going to be brought out this year?
I don't think you're going to see that many drafted because they've got such a huge budget deficit issue to deal with and reapportionment, so I don't think you're going to see a lot of bills.
Yeah, I'm seeing the impact on not having a lot of staff, a lot of writers, I guess.
But I think there's going to be fewer bills than usual, but there's got to be enough to keep everybody who's not on a money committee busy. Idle hands and all of that. Yeah. So I think we'll have 800 bills or something like that, dealing with all sorts of subjects, while the really hard, difficult work of lining up revenues and budgets and deciding which ones you can duck and pretend that you've taken care of and get by for 2 years before you have to take care of them. There are fewer of those options this time. This is going to be a pretty grim session, and the 2 weeks here of lead up have been much more, I would say much more restrained than they have been in the past. And I think that's because the news is so unalterably bad that no one wants to totally commit to a direction. I don't think we're going to have any idea of what this session really is like until we get in the last 3 weeks.
But your observation earlier about how so much of the focus is now on the money bills and, you know, essentially appropriations and not on the policy or the authorization aspect, how are you seeing that kind of meld together right now?
Well, part of that are the constraints of the 120-day session and the constraints put on by term limits, that you don't have a lot of institutional memory, you don't have several sessions to work on complex bills, the committees of jurisdiction run out of time, the deadlines don't permit for really working through very difficult bills, and increasingly the shortcut that's been taken is at the end of session you strip out what's a good idea and you put it into one of the budget bills at the end. It's very similar to what Congress does, but after a while you don't get the kind of process where you really look in depth at what a policy is, what the impacts are, what the pros and cons are, massage it until you've got something that does what it's aimed to do. And I'm afraid we're more into that cycle this year with reapportionment at the end game as well as the budget. The trade-offs are going to be incredible, and things that died early will come back in little lines in budget bills as the price of a vote for realigning particular districts. Those kinds of things are going to be happening.
You mean this
they won't
like
happen
this,
early?
There's gambling back there.
Shocking.
How do you feel, Bill, at this point about the 120-day session? Because it seems to me that there's a lot of nonsense that goes on and happy stuff in the early part of the legislative session, and then the serious stuff comes, as Larry says, at the end. It's not like they're jumping in on day one.
It always has been that way, and it will always be that way, and I don't care whether it's 1,200 days or whether it's 12 days. It is called it's the accordion effect. In other words, they'll take the amount of time that they have, and sometimes longer, to do what needs to be done. And if we are drafting fewer bills this year, God bless them, because we're not safe now because the legislature's in session. But I wouldn't want to be there this year because it's going to be like being a guest of honor at a mugging. there's no good solution out there except, I would hope, that the executive department and the legislative departments finally deal with reality. The reality is that the economy stinks. We have got the highest rate of unemployment probably in the United States. We have the most foreclosure in the United States. I guess, according to the news this morning, we have the highest number of illegal immigrants in the state. Mm-hmm. We are in dire straits. And the public doesn't want any more taxes, although they still want services. And the reality is that we're going to have to start cutting in a lot of places that are going to be painful and are going to hurt a lot of special interest.
Okay, let me turn to a topic because I didn't know about this, and Larry, you say that this has been around for a while. The Nevada Division of Insurance put out a information released yesterday, a press release, saying health coverage for pre-existing conditions is available in Nevada. This is a pretty big deal.
That was one of the aspects of the Affordable Care Act, the federal health care reform bill, was that it required that you be sold, or that you be able to be eligible for health insurance regardless of pre-existing conditions. And pre-existing conditions have become something that the health insurance industry has used as after-the-fact determinations of, you weren't really eligible for this because you should have known that you had this precursor. Yes. And it was a way to weasel out of their responsibilities. Congress slammed on that. It is available. I don't think many people have made use of it. It's like the one that extends to youngsters up into their early 20s. So I think it's a benefit.
You know, Larry's right about that. Insurance companies define 65% of the adult population of the United States as having a pre-existing condition of one sort or another. So, I mean, this was very important that this finally got done because, I mean, most of us, if we're not in a group plan, would not qualify for insurance.
Right. And it's going to be interesting to continue to see how the federal law is promoted for the good things it does and trying to avoid the bad things that may come
up. What I would suggest to anybody who has been excluded from getting insurance or is in a group and the group wound up not getting its insurance covered because of a pre-existing condition issue is to call the Office of Consumer Health Assistance in the state, and they can walk you through how to get that.
Yeah, good government.
If that doesn't work, go to see a trial lawyer, I guess.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
With all the uncertainty around health care, if you don't have health insurance through your work, now is a good time to find an individual plan that makes sense for your needs and budget from a name you can trust, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For example, Kristen just started her own business.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. And when I needed surgery later, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
Or take George, who retired early and chose a plan that covers prescriptions.
I had a little health scare recently. My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription. And now, I'm back in the game.
With Caitlin's busy life, she needed coverage she could count on with preventive care.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
If you're looking for individual health coverage that makes sense, join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent. Call 1-866-771-0096 or visit us online at anthemforme.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download the show free of charge from iTunes.
Well, coming up tomorrow, we'll be talking to Ted McClear, the man who's making technology out of innovation in Utah.
We'll see you.